Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, October 3rd, 2011. We'd like to excuse Councilmember or Vice Mayor, excuse me, Scott Summers, who's out of town. He will be joining us for the council meeting, but will not via phone, but will not be on the phone for this session. For this meeting, I mean. First item on the agenda is to review the items for tonight's regular council meeting. Page 2, items 3A through 4A. Items 4B through 5B. Items 6A through 8A. And if everyone will notice, item 8A is not on the consent agenda. So we will be handling that vote separate. Okay? All right. Second item is to acknowledge receipts of minutes of various boards.
Second.
Have a motion. He beat you to it. I'm sorry. Okay. You guys can arm wrestle it out if you want. A motion from Councilmember Glover. Second by Councilmember Dina Higgins. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hear reports on meetings and or conferences attended. Mr. Brady. What? You thought I was going to what?
Usually the council talks about.
You were asking about the council.
Yeah, the council first.
The council not have anything?
No, I looked around and there was blank looks.
I was just waiting.
Since nobody answered, I went, I guess I should have said, we have now ended item number three. We're going to item number four on the agenda, scheduling of meetings. Mr. Chris Brady, city manager, would you please speak now?
I just need
is that a little bit clearer?
Better introduction. Okay. I just need a better introduction.
I'm used to this shorthand type stuff, okay? Did I what?
Congress thing? Didn't you have some kind of time?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
We talked about that last Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I guess
she
you're
wasn't
right.
Here.
I was here.
Yeah. You were on the phone.
No, I was here.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you want to talk about? Other thing you went to? Come on.
I like that. We said, do you want to talk about that? Everyone says, no, we don't want to hear from him. Mr. Brady, go for it.
Thank you. Mayor and Council, we are scheduled for a study session this Thursday. However, since we're not reviewing a specific council agenda that day, we'll have a decision tomorrow, but that day on Thursday, we may not be having a study session, so we'll let you know about that tomorrow. We're making a decision tomorrow.
We have nothing going on. We have nothing going on.
And you're complaining?
We've had a lot going on lately.
We've had a lot going on.
And then there will be a Mesa Central Plan open house. Actually started today about the Central Plan that is from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. both today and tomorrow at the Museum for Youth Classroom. We want to invite everyone to come out to look at this long-range plan. For the Central Maine area. Also, I believe so our first iMesa Village meeting will be on this Wednesday, October 5th. It'll be at the Hyatt Place Hotel in Riverview. So we invite everyone to come out to the Hyatt Place. Beautiful property for our first iMesa Village meeting. Bring your ideas about what you'd like to see, transformational projects you'd like to see in your community, again, this Wednesday evening. So we invite everybody. And I believe that starts at 6 o'clock, correct?
Yes.
Kathy's shaking. That's what I have.
Okay, and I'd like to go back to agenda item number three, Ms. Kent, if that's okay.
Sure, ma'am.
No, this is my bad because I forgot two events that I attended last Thursday night, so I apologize for that. Or Friday night, I'm sorry. The first one was the, I didn't get to stay there, which is why, because I had two events the same night, which is why I sort of forgot it. But the first public safety
joint
awards dinner at EVIT between our police department and our fire department. And I wish we could have stayed there longer. It was a beautiful event. EVIT, as always, did a great job. And I always love to have our public safety professionals honored for the things they do day in and day out. It was a very, very nice event. But we had to leave to go to the a dinner by the East Valley Fresh Start, celebrating our favorite female council member, Councilwoman Dina Higgins. who was awarded the East Valley or East Valley Woman of the Year. So that was a great honor.
Pretty fun.
So yes. So we had the honor and privilege of attending that.
It's very fun.
And helping her celebrate that. So see, we had two very important things that I forgot about. Next time I'll try to plan better, Ms. Kent, before we get there to remember that. Thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, don't forget the opening of the Warner Brothers cartoon exhibit at the Mesa Arizona Museum for Youth.
Arizona Museum for Youth?
I got to read the outside of the building more often. Yeah, I didn't think I was going to be back in town from my out-of-town trip in time and took my young daughter over there, and it was absolutely phenomenal. It brought back a lot of memories. I even had an opportunity to sit on a beanbag and watch a Saturday morning cartoon. It was really, really cool. There's all kinds of beanbag. Really regressed there a little bit.
It's last Monday, right?
And that's at the where?
The Arizona Museum for Youth.
In downtown Mesa.
In downtown Mesa.
Paper. Pepper and Robeson. Mm-hmm. Right?
North of Main Street.
Okay. Yep. Thank you. All right. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Glover, a second from Councilmember Finter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and we'll see you upstairs in about 20 minutes. Thank you.